Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I've got love.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
How I started the Hair Nation Expo event and the whole experience. I'm Carrie Hines, and I've always been very interested in live hair events. It is the most. It's been an incredible journey, and I owe a great bit of it to attending and participating live events, whether it's the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center or some other hair event, or even Brunner Brothers down out of Atlanta, or the different cities that they tend to have the big hair events. I like everything about the live hair shows, whether it is a small meetup or gathering or at a park, or we've done just about so many different live shows. I've participated at other folk shows and events. I've been a guest. I've been a speaker. I've been a vendor. But my greatest joy comes from being able to create my own brand of events under the banner Hair Nation Expo, and which I still own to this day. And we were thriving before the pandemic. The first Hair Nation Expo was back in, say, 2017. And I have done other hair events prior to that, smaller satellite type of events that were under different banners. Different titles, but the Hair Nation Expo, I tried to do it in Harlem first. I wanted it to be part of the experience, the inner urban experience, and to reflect that. And so that didn't work out so much on 125th. I did look at the State Building in different places up there. So what ended up working out for the very, very first Hair Nation Expo. And again, what makes Hair Nation Expo different is that it is all about the professionals as well as the folks who are not professionals, but the enthusiasts who are looking to be given almost the same amount of education as the professionals at these Hair Nation Expo events. And so that first one happened, as I said, in 2017, and we were able to get it going out in Queens, New York, in Jamaica, Queens. I had never done an event in Jamaica, so this was the very first one. And Jamaica's a section, again, in Queens, New York, and Queens is one of the boroughs, for you guys who are not in the New York area. And so that event was very special to me. It was one that I pretty much had coordinated and planned. There were several vendors there. It was quite successful. They had a beautiful stage. We were able to put on a light fashion show there at that time, and it was just very rewarding. I really loved it, and for most of my events, I usually tie them into some kind of charitable outfit or organization, and at that event, we invited the New York City Mayor's Office, who dispatched a gentleman to our event to talk about domestic violence. And so on, preventing that and recognizing it for the hair salons and for everybody. And so that was absolutely priceless. And so that's what I remember most about the very first Hair Nation Expo event in 2017. Then we came back 2 years later in 2019 with a huge sprawling event at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I was so very proud because it was the very first three-day live hair event in the Northeast for people of color. And so that still stands to this very day, so I can be very proud of that. It was the very first live hair event on the actual boardwalk inside the casino, inside the former casino. It's a hotel called the Showboat now. But yes, it was the very first live hair event. And even looking back at that and getting that on point and up to speed and all of that was just an extraordinary experience. It really was. And I don't know if I'll ever have that experience again. It was just rewarding, and it was a very special time. And even at the event itself, we welcomed some heavy hitters. The gentleman who started Hype Hair Magazine, John Blassingame, was one of our speakers there. Bernard Bronner from Bronner Brothers and Upscale Magazine. And, of course, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker, Alelia Bundles, was there as well. All of these folks spoke at my hair show, and of course we had lots of vendors and folks who participated, and so that was the beginning. I look forward to continuing Hair Nation Expo as we kind of move forward, and I'm Carrie Hines, and stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
I'm Carrie Hines, and I tell you, this is just going to be fantastic. So, of course, without further ado, again, my brand new, spanking brand new, co-host today is her very first time being announced as my co-star on this broadcast. You guys have gotten to know Nicole a little bit. So again, Nicole Marie, good morning again, and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show in your new role.
Good morning, and thank you so much. Happy to be here with you this morning.
Yes, well, we're happy to have you. We're going to be chatting with you along the way. Then on Tuesday,
great,
starting at 7:30 in the morning next week, we will be having your party, your brand new welcome party to the network. So we're going to be talking all about that. And over the weekend, over on our 24-hour streaming network. So we'll talk about all that. I want to also just we're doing a panel talk this morning. So the next individual to join us on this broadcast this morning, you guys have been talking. You've heard Otto. You know that he's been talking. You've been listening. Otto, again, good morning and welcome to our countdown.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait, Curry.
Yes. All right. Michael Hopkins, the host of VTR Vet Talk Radio show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Super excited to have you with us. And any of you guys listening, if you would like to comment about any of the conversations that we're having this morning, just press 1. We'll try to work you in to the conversation. We're live, so we're working on into the live convo this morning. I want to take a moment to bring to the line, now, this is what I love. This is what I've been waiting for. I'm going to just say, we call him, I don't know if you guys remember this, no, first let me just go ahead and introduce him to the show, and then we'll talk a little bit more about that and why we've attributed his new name. Okay, he hails to us from the Northeast. I'll give you that much of a little tip here. We call him the unknown guest host. And so that's all I'm going to say. We will kind of fill you in a little bit on some little tips along the way and see if you can kind of figure out who this person is. But he's the unknown guest host who will be chiming in to help us with this countdown this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning. I'm going to call him UG for unknown guest. Good morning, unknown guest. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, all.
Yes, thank
good
you.
Well, good morning.
Yes, good morning. And so have you been listening? Are you enjoying this broadcast? This is the strangest thing that's happened on the Hair Radio Morning Show in 7 years. But we're happy to have you. You remind us, unknown guests, of the Gong Show. Today's a real throwback show. So I remember they used to have a show called The Gong Show with Chuck Barris, I think was the original host.
Yeah,
and he would come on. And then they had a real popular person who would perform on the stage, and he would wear a paper bag on his head. No one knew who this person was. He was the unknown
comedian.
That's right. He really was. And, you know, so one day they revealed that. So we're going to have a big reveal at some point. We'll talk a little bit about that. But and I wanted to, and I also thought it would be great to have a person on who there was such a greater hyper anonymity type thing going on where they could speak freely. You know, I thought that had a certain appeal. And so we welcome you to the show,
yes, and you can
drop some hints whenever you'd like. Okay, leading off, now I don't know if you guys know these folks, if you don't know them, but many of them have made an impression on me and quite a few other fans of the broadcast. So that's kind of how we compiled the list. And I'm going to start and lead on in at at number 20 with this particular individual, because I think I think that she represents a lot. She's a legend in television. Even if you don't, you know, for a lot of younger folks, you may not know everything about her, but we'll talk a little bit. Her ex-husband just died literally like a day or two ago. And that was the great actor, David Burney. So anybody have a guess? let me just see. Meredith Baxter Burney. And Baxter, I should say.
Right.
Now, let me just lead on in with this. I grew up watching this actress from a very young age, and she had when I found out who she was already in a TV show called Family with the great Zeta Thompson and Matthew Broderick's dad and all of that. So it was just a great show, and I forget the young lady who played Buddy on the show. She was really popular too back in the day.
Christy McNichol.
Yeah. Oh, the unknown. Ooh. Okay, unknown guest.
Ooh.
You know, you know some things.
Wow, the unknown guest.
I guess the unknown guest knows a few things. Okay,
wow.
All right.
Oh.
Well, we're just enjoying that
together as children.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's one clue. You're in the industry. Are you famous?
Could be.
Okay, well, we'll dig it out of you. All right. Well, listen, that's correct. So she lands at number 20 on my list because for me, and not for the role in Family, of course, but when she moved, you know, a little bit later in her career with, you know, this show called Family Ties, that's what put her on the map on, you know, got on everybody's radar as one of the greatest TV moms of all times. And
right.
So
that's who I remember.
I don't
from.
Know. What do you guys think? So did you ever, you watch the show, Nicole?
Yeah, Family Ties. That's why I remember Meredith Baxter from. I used to watch the show.
Yes. And Matthew, what is the fella's name who was the star, the breakout star from Back to the Future and all that, who played Alex Keaton? And he had unknown guests. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
Yep.
Michael J. Fox. Okay. You must have a computer sitting there in front of you. Unknown guest, you know everything. Okay, he's our own version of Google. Yes, Michael J. Fox. But I just want to say, and we love and support him. He's got his own battles right now going on. And this incredible, let me just say this on Meredith, by the way. She's turned a whole different corner, if, you know, when you – get a chance to Google her these days on what's going on. So we love her and wish her well. Number 19 on our list. It's the only male that actually made it onto our list of favorite TV moms because I really had to say I felt that this man reinvented himself as an actor and kind of switching up on the gender roles. And I thought he deserved credit for that. So he lands at number 19 on this incredible list. We're talking about Tony Danza. And yeah. I don't know if you guys remember TD, but Tony Danza, we love him. He started out on our radar, at least, on a TV show called Taxi.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're going back. Now we're going back. So this is
way back.
Yes, but way, folks, way do way listen back. Because we've got some folks from today and on some current TV shows that we'll talk about and some other wonderful folks. But I don't know, any Tony Danza fans here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I used to love watching Taxi. That was, like, one of my favorite shows back then, Taxi. Watching him as
yes.
the kind of the dim-witted fighter.
Yes. Exactly.
And he actually was a fighter, and that's how he got discovered for the role that he played on Taxi. As
I didn't
Tony
know that
Danza.
He was actually a fighter.
Yeah, he was
yep,
actually
he
a fighter, and that's how they discovered him.
Either.
Yeah, for the role of Tony Banta.
Well, I thought I loved the show as well. I love the reruns. I still will watch it. With Latka and all of that and all those folks, Carol Kane and all those wonderful people. Yes, and well, thank you. And I see folks are commenting. I see Miss Katrina out there. Yes, who's the boss? Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Shouting you out, of course, one of Michael's angels. That was really, that's where he started on Taxi. And he knocked it out of the box, and then he went on to Who's the Boss? And there's so many other roles. Who's the Boss is where we give him the credit today.
Right.
And that's where he started with the famous Judith Light, who you guys know. The whole TV premise was that he was hired on to care for Judith's young son, but he also had his own daughter from whose wife had died or what have you, and he had to raise her. So this was the whole thing, and he really, I mean, she was a busy executive and didn't have any time to really raise her little son, and so he took on raising both kids, essentially, and cleaning the house at the same time, and saving her career pretty much each week. So,
pretty much.
So that's my memory of it, and that's why I said, you know what, we got to get him on the list. I know I will probably get some flack about it. Unknown guests, how do you feel about a man, Tony Danza, actually landing at number 19 or being on our list altogether?
I mean, you know, I get it. You know, I think it should be on the Father's Day list, but, I mean, because it was such a, you know, a switcheroo with the gender role-ish type of thing, I could go with that, you know.
You can flow. Okay. He's our barometer of the spots today. Okay. Unknown guest. Thank you, UG. All right. We appreciate it. Yeah, UG. All right. So who's next on the list? I have to say. Now, this one, I don't know. We're going to be moving into some current times, but this is another oldie. Golden oldie that I just love, and I thought that this woman scared the crap out of me as a child watching the rerun. She really did. I just literally a few weeks ago saw an interview that she had done with one of my favorite old classic interviewers named Dick Cavett, and so I'm talking about the incredible Indora and. Oh, gosh, we need Agnes Moorehead. Okay, I just wanted to say.
Yep, Agnes Moorehead.
Yes. So we're talking about the TV show Bewitched, of course, with Jess. I don't know if you guys go back that far, but this show had the nosiest neighbor ever.
Yeah.
Miss
Kravitz.
Mrs. Kravitz. Yes, she was looking, and her husband. And, boy, they ran that woman crazy over the years. They really did. They ran her ragged. I don't know how she ever survived on that show because they would have so much going on. But I loved the mom. The mom was just plain wicked. She was wicked. But I believe she loved her daughter. And so someone had said, and I forget what they said, but something to the effect that she was a protective mom. That's all. And I said, boy, that shed a whole new light on it. But what do you guys say? Okay, I'll give you guys a chance to talk. Otto, have you ever heard of this show? And did you ever happen to be flipping the channels and stop at Bewitched with Samantha and Darren, the two Darrens?
Oh, yeah, sure I did. Yes, Bewitched. Agnes Moorehead, that was funny when you said I remembered that very well, actually. Yeah, I used to tune in. I enjoyed the show. It was really something else.
Yeah, me too.
It was ahead of its time with the witches and stuff. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, well, they came back with a movie with Nicole Kidman, and it was horrible. Oh, I'm sorry. Nicole, honey, we love you. Please come do our show. I'm sorry. We love you. It was okay. Okay. that was a slip. Okay. All right. I better move along here. We don't want any lawsuits, folks. Okay. Right. Okay, so, let me just ask you guys. Is there anybody who feels that the mom on Bewitched and Dora should not be on this list?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, all quiet, speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, good. All right, now, I don't know about how you guys feel about this, because there may not be any nighttime soap fans. But and they switch roles along the way. But this is from a popular TV show, and it was all the rage back in the day with the Who Shot J.R. Ewing, talk.
Yeah.
And so Barbara Bel Geddes was the original Miss Ellie, who played J.R.'s mom on the show, Dallas. And along the way, they had some little issues and things, and they switched out her role to, the lady's name, who is Donna Reed, who is a legend in her own right. Talk about TV mom.
Oh, yes, she is.
Yes. Well, Donna Reed came in and took over the role of Miss Ellie. But Barbara Bel Geddes is the one who got it kicked off. Was there anybody who ever saw an episode of Dallas besides me? Unknown guest, did you ever see Dallas?
Yes, I did. And I
okay.
What number is she on the list?
Unknown guest, she 17. Is, yeah, number 17. Thank you, Nicole. So, yeah, she's number 17 on our list. So should she even be on the list? Listen, I don't know about you Dallas fans out there. I love you guys. I love the show. But Miss Ellie was the frumpiest just frumpy with a capital F. But
she's
there was
out on
something
a ranch. What was she supposed to do?
They're
all raised, and
that's
had
true.
Kids and grandkids to raise, and you know, put up with
that's
all, the
true.
All of them.
Listen, she was she could give Mrs. Roper a run for her money with those big house dresses and things. I don't know, Miss Ellie was. I loved her acting though. Barbara Bel Geddes definitely deserves to be on the list. Because she's an incredible actress. She certainly was in her day. And so I loved her, but she was frumpy. I'm sorry. Now, listen.
It had nothing to do with being a mother.
There you go.
This isn't a fashion countdown. This is a mother's countdown.
Unknown guest. Okay, thank you.
And, you know,
wow.
Putting up with JR, you know. I can't. You know, that came out of me. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she did raise J.R. Ewing. This is true. Well, listen, speaking of
Phil.
Yeah, this is true. But on that same line, you're absolutely right. Donna Reed, who took over the role, was known as super flashy. She was an incredibly, impeccable fashionista, literally. And so when she took the role over, she's like, oh, no, we got to, you know, Miss Ellie looked like she shopped at the thrift stores. So Donna Reed came in, and it was just a totally opposite thing. So anyway, that's my whole take on that. So you can Google this. You can go on YouTube and look at both and compare it if you like. It's really funny. Now, this next wonderful young lady on the list, I should say, from the Wonder Years. We actually have a couple of the Wonder Years moms. And one I know real well and one I've heard about real well and heard and caught a glimpse or two. And so we just thought they deserved equal credit. The lady who started off this whole Wonder Years moms thing, the great Allie Mills. You guys have seen Allie. For the folks who are fans of the Bold and the Beautiful TV show that comes on, the soap opera. She plays on that now. And her husband died not too long ago. We'll talk a little bit about that. He was a big TV star that would play on a lot of the old game shows and things like that. But Allie Mills played the mom on The Wonder Years, the original show that aired on ABC. And that role now, because they started all these reboot things, so they brought back a lot of this, the old TV show themes are reimagined, if you will, or, you know, and they recast some, and then they've got all kinds of other explanations for creating or recreating some of the characters. But there's a wonderful, the new lady, and have you guys seen the new episodes? There's a wonderful lady named Saekhon Sangblow, has anybody seen Mr. Unknown Guests? Have you even heard of seen any of the shows?
I watched both Wonder Years, and I enjoyed the first, and the second is just as good. So, you know, she's
really?
A great mother. She's a really good mother. You know, the show
because now they have a black cast. You know,
yeah, exactly.
So I don't know, Nicole, and you guys. Yeah.
No,
okay.
It's a really good show. She's incredibly educated, dealing with, you know, her place in the world in 1968. So she has to put up with a lot of stuff like sexism and racism. And but she's a really great mother because she shows compassion and she's very good on understanding. She really listens to her children.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, let me just say this again. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a special group of folks joining me today on this Friday, May 6th of 2022. It's our show number 709, 709 shows, and each show is 3 hours long. So we are the number one hair and beauty radio talk show, period, in the history of broadcasting. Just wanted to make sure that's out there. And I thank you guys so much for helping us to get there. We know you guys have a choice in the morning. You could be doing God knows what in the morning, but you're listening to us, so we appreciate that. Hey, let us just take a quick commercial break. Then when we come back, we'll find out who's next on the list. And, boy, you guys, are you guys ready to unmask the unknown guest? Or we'll wait a little bit down further down on the list. Okay, all right. Nicole, how are you doing? Okay, you're hanging in there this morning in your first official outing.
I'm doing great. I'm excited. Yes.
Awesome. And Otto, you guys are there. Michael Hopkins, you're listening again to the all new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we will continue on this journey this morning. What have we got for everybody? Okay, stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result. Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live again. It's Friday morning, May 6th of 2022. It's our show number 709, and this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. Just again shouting everybody else out. We're here with you till 9 a.m. Eastern until 8 o'clock if you're in a central time zone. And we've been chatting this morning with quite a few folks. We've got a big, big panel this morning on, and we are counting down our favorite TV moms. Literally, we've been kind of thrown back a bit. We've dug into our vaults here and kind of brought up some names that folks had might have forgotten about. But I have a special guest caller right now that I'm going to bring to the line, and we'll work everybody on back on into the conversation. You guys have met her in recent times right here on the show. She's out of South Jersey, and you heard a commercial right here just played a little while ago. I want to bring to the line Shanta. Shanta, good morning to you. You're on
good
with me, Gary Hines. All right. Well, it's great to have you.
What a wonderful morning. Oh,
all right.
Well, you celebrate all the single ladies, and today you're celebrating the mothers. That's beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the TV moms right now, which has been a big part of, like, our childhood and stuff like that, you know. So now I'm going to give you a quick rundown along with the rest of the fans. At number 20, Meredith Baxter. Number 19, Tony Danza, the only man who made our list from Who's the Boss. Meredith Baxter was on a TV show called Family Ties back in the day. And then Endora was the mom on Bewitched. You've seen the reruns. And Barbara Bel Geddes played the mom. I called her the frumpy mom on TV show called Dallas, a nighttime soap in the heyday of TV days back in like the 70s and 80s and all that stuff. And then we got to number 16, and we had a tie with the two moms from the old Wonder Years and the new Wonder Years. And how do you feel about those folks on the list? And do you have a favorite TV mom?
Honey, you were telling everybody age if they remember these shows.
I know. I hated the yes, you ain't heard nothing. But, yeah, anybody jump out to you?
Wonderful choices. I think Tony Danza, my eyebrows raised, and he was so good-looking back then. I don't know what he looks like now, but he had star power just with that smile. And he was very loving and kind to the children and, you know, just the other characters on the show. Okay, let me see.
Awesome.
I think my all-time favorite mother is Edith from Archie Bunker.
Oh. Okay. Well, why?
I thought she was wonderful. Because she was soft and she was sweet and she was always dressed in that you know, motherly muumuu dress, house dress, and she kept the house clean. But most of all, she was a submissive wife. And so many of us have forgotten how to be submissive.
You're gonna get some letters today. Send those letters to Shanta, folks. Okay.
You know, as a mom, as I'm a mom now, as you, I think I'm too sweet. And then times I have to, you know, make my voice a little grumbly. It never works. But that sweetness is really what you look back on from your childhood of the faux pas that you made, or your first time being 10, or your time being 11 or 12 or 16, and you making errors and your mother gently saying to you, hey, how about doing it this way for safety? And then if you didn't do it, for her to repeat it several times. But nowadays, moms can be crude or even absent because of what the workforce demands. With the current COVID situation, it forced us back into a situation of loving and having to give that eye contact. And also, you know, for moms, I never saw this on TV, but I would like to see it going forward. When TV moms are pregnant or expecting, for breastfeeding to be brought up, because these are the ways that our culture is cultivated to live healthy.
I love that, but do you think the guys, we, you know, some of us might feel a bit weirded out, so to speak, and we shouldn't feel that way, but I think some might be. I guess, well, you know, I'm going to just shut up because we're both be getting letters and all kind of things here. Shanta, listen, Shanta, I thank you for your
I love that comment. And we'll be checking back with you very soon. Okay, Miss Shanta. All right. We love Shanta here on the show. She always drops in, and she asks, okay, let me go to the other, the only other lady we have on the panel this morning, Nicole, my brand new co-host, Nicole Marie. How do you feel about even what Shanta had to say? Actually, I think that's a great point.
Yes, I do agree with the points that she made. I think it's very relevant. You know, in this day and time, definitely very relevant, the points that she made.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm not going to put our guys on the spot and ask them how they might feel about that. We're going to move right on down on this list today. And we don't want to get in any more trouble than we are, because we already got into
take
some.
Take the train down the track.
Yes, exactly. Right on. And listen, I know that you guys have never seen this show. I am positive, okay? But I love this show. It's one of my personal super favorites. And I know you have it, but it's a TV show on Netflix. Netflix, the channel, the streaming channel. So on occasion when I'm taking it down on Fridays or Saturdays and I'm like, where are all my Hair Radio friends? Where are my Hair Radio fans? And I have nothing left to do. So I go to Netflix, and they have, while I'm there watching the incredible self-made Madam C.J. Walker story, which is still playing there, so you guys check it out if you haven't. She was on our guest, the person, you know, the great-great-granddaughter was on our show, Alelia Bundles. Check that movie out. But while I'm there also, this is something called The Upshaws. Now, listen, for you guys who your ears can't take some of the stinging talk, because it's stinging. It's literally stinging. I'm not even kidding. It's crazy. I love the show because it's so realistic. It's very realistic, and I didn't know there was such humor in realism. I had no idea. It's very down to earth and spot on, in my opinion. And it stars Kim Fields. And I don't know if you guys remember Kim Fields.
Definitely.
But you guys know Kim. Okay. Who did Kim Fields? How did she become famous?
I remember her from Facts of Life and Living Single.
Okay, you go back to the Facts. Oh, I forgot she was on Living Single.
Okay, you want me to go back even further?
Yes.
Oh, it's real easy.
Okay, Michael.
Her mother's name is Chip Fields. She was an
That's
actress
right.
way back 60s and 70s. She actually was on I think it was an episode of Wonder Woman.
Oh, you really going in. Now that I didn't know.
Chip Fields. Oh, yeah.
She was also on
Great
the Spider-Man
actress.
TV show.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Maybe that's what it was.
No, she
back
wasn't
I didn't even know there was a Spider-Man TV show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trust me, Carrie, on that one, you don't want to know.
Okay.
Where did Chip Fields really come from?
Okay. Let me answer that, Mr. Unknown Guest Co-host for the day. Let me tell you, and Otto's like, who in the world are they talking about? Well, listen, I'll fill you guys in a little bit. Yes, Kim Fields, we love Kim Fields, and we're going to link her all the way to 6 Degrees of Separation to the Hair Radio Morning Show. But yes, Kim Fields played on the show The Facts of Life. That's where she first gained notoriety, so to speak, or fame. But actually, I remember her starring in a commercial for Mrs. Butterworth,
yep.
the syrup. And her last line was, Mrs. Butterworth, I love you. That was her famous line.
Yep, Carrie,
it really
you're
was.
Absolutely right.
You don't remember her
first child actor.
Wasn't that the real place we first saw her? And she had, like, a couple teeth missing, I think, or something. and little pigtails or whatever. That was the first time I saw her. And that's where I think that's probably – no, she was out before that?
No, I'm just saying, I don't – here's the thing. That Mrs.
Unknown
Butterworth
guest, co-host.
the commercial, it might have predated the show, but she was on a TV show before the Facts of Life.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to tell you what that was. I'm going to tell you what that show was, because she actually, it was not, That's My Mama. I always get them mixed up. But she played with Denise Nichols, who was on Room 222. And Denise Nichols played the mom, and she played the daughter. That TV show was really, and it was kind of a hit. And it was where the mom had an ex-husband, and he was still, I think it was called Baby, I'm Back.
Yep, that was it. And the
okay.
DeMond Wilson.
DeMond Wilson played the husband, or the boyfriend or something or another. Or the,
no,
and
was
then
their
the guy,
father.
He was their father. Oh, okay, these guys all played in all the different shows.
The mother had lived downstairs, and the father came back to town and lived upstairs.
Wow. Unknown guest, you know everything. Okay. You do. I'm impressed. Okay. Well, listen, Kim Fields, who we all love her, she, of course, went on to be a big star through The Facts of Life. Now, she's playing on the TV show now, like I said, called The Upshaws, and with Wanda Sykes and the other comedian, fella, and all these people, and I love her on the show. She's super funny. You guys, please get Netflix if you don't have it and get to watch this. You will love it, The Upshaws is the name of it. It's a 30-minute comedy, so you don't have to invest hours of your time. What her connection with us is on the Hair Radio Morning Show is through 6 Degrees of Separation. You guys know that our very dear friend, Mr. Lonnell Williams, who's been with us many, many times. You know, he's a friend to Oprah Winfrey and all these superstars. Well, he and Kim went to college together out at Pepperdine on the West Coast. So Pepperdine University out in California. So great friend. So when you follow Lonnell, you see his pictures with Kim and everybody else. So real good stuff. So we're shouting him out this morning. Yeah, so that's all. Shouting out Lonnell. You guys have heard him on the show. So real good stuff. So, okay. All right, so you guys are okay with that. That's not – has she ever played a mom? Kim, I don't think Kim Fields has ever played a mom. Now, her mom, you guys were talking about Chip. Chip played the disastrous the worst mom abuser in the history of comedy. She was the Iron Mom, literally the Iron Mom, on my favorite show called Good Times. She had a daughter named Penny, who was played by Janet Jackson on the show of Good Times. The singer Janet Jackson played Penny. Listen, if I got to tell you this, you got to return your card, if you know what I mean. Janet Jackson played Penny. Okay, you'd have to be under a rock to not know that. But her mom was played by Chip Fields, Kim Fields' mom. And so Chip Fields abused Janet with the iron, not Janet, but the character Penny, with this hot iron. Woo! Mm. And so when Lona ended up, being a person who really helped to rescue her. So that's all I was going to say. And that brings us to the next person on the list, who is Jhené Dubois. You guys know her. She played Wilona. We lost her not all that long ago. She played Wilona on the TV show called Good Times. She's the one who adopted Penny, the Janet Jackson character, on Good Times and became an adopted mom. I think she's our only mom on the list with actual as an adopted mom. So I don't know if you guys, does anybody remember Winona, the neighbor on Good Times. Her famous line, she'd always come through the door, "Hi, y'all."
Of course. Of course.
She was so sassy and had so much spunk.
Was she not beautiful, though?
And Karen, wasn't she a singer also?
I think she was a Broadway or like a stage actress, because the story that I remember is that
she only sang to the Jeffersons. So
we got to give her credit for that.
Yeah, she's in the background along with Sherman Hensley singing.
No, she wasn't in the background. She sang the whole song.
I stand to be corrected, as we would say in the United States Army. Yeah, Sherman Hensley was in the background.
No, but actually, Michael Hopkins, that wasn't actually Sherman Hensley. There was
another male brother who sang.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It was actually another gentleman who was way in the background on that song. We're talking about the Jeffersons TV show theme. And so Sherman Hemsley, we're shouting him out because he was from my home in Philly as well. So, but Winona, I loved her. I loved Janet Dubois. She played Janet's mom. And then later years when Janet became a big superstar in her own, but Janet was always like famous or whatever, since I can remember, honestly. But when her music career really took off, with her song called Control, which started Janet's music career, really. Big music career. I mean, she had other albums and things, okay, for you aficionados. But Control was her first big number one song and an album and all of that. And the mom on the video, back in those days, they make videos, and that's what was really hot. And, of course, Winona played her mom again in the video. So you can go and YouTube that. The song is called Control by Miss Janet Jackson, and of course by Janet Dubois. So just so that you know what's so both of them basically were named Janet. Okay, I'm getting that. All right, so that's my number 14. So everybody agrees with that. Is there anybody who thinks that Winona should not be on the list since she didn't really give birth to Fanny?
No.
Okay. But I do want to say this, because somebody brought it up one day because Winona still looked pretty good. She was a beautiful lady. And poor the mom of the Good Times, she was so – here we go with the frumpy word again. She just wasn't like, you know, okay, yes, they were a little bit, you know, financially strapped, and so they didn't have the best of clothes. So we're going to move right along on that one. All right, so, but Winona always seemed to look beautiful and had the fancy clothes, but she did work at a boutique. All right, so anyway, number 13 on our list, number 13, we mentioned this lady, and I love this lady so very much, and I know none of you know who she is. Her name is Teresa Merritt, so you're going to have to Google her. Teresa Merritt played in the show called That's My Mama, and it co-starred Clifton Davis. Well, we have a link to that as well. Obviously, Clifton Davis was romantically linked to friend of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but Miss Melba Moore, who's been on our very broadcast. So, well, of course, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so, Teresa Merritt. Now, Teresa Merritt played the mom on That's My Mama, and Clifton Davis played her son, the barber. And he ran a barber shop and had the guy drop in Earl, and the man who Ted Knight – hold on, I'm sorry, not Ted Knight. That's a different fella. So Ted Knight played with Mary Tyler Moore.
Ted Lang.
We're talking about – I was about to say, unknown guest co-host. Ted Lang, who was Isaac on the Love Boat.
Yep.
And by the way, they are talking about bringing back the Love Boat. I'll fill you in on that later. Ted Lang played Isaac. You guys know. Remember when the show would come on, he'd point to the camera every day, you know, while he was mixing the drinks So anyway, he was one of the co-stars. That was, I believe, his first role was on That's My Mama. And he actually was kind of like the breakout star on that show. He was the funniest part of the show. And but Teresa, well, I think so. Teresa Merritt, who was the mom, I'll tell you who she is that you might know her. Do you guys remember a movie? Now, this is going back, so only you might know this unknown guest. It was a movie called The Wiz.
And it starred
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
In fact, I think Peggy Dotson, our guest early this morning, talked about when they were making it. She told all of our listeners this morning. So that's a right connection right there. But anyway, Teresa Merritt played, when the movie opens up, Diana Ross, who plays Dorothy, the Dorothy character. I don't think her name, was her name Dorothy on that? I don't think so. But anyway, she played that Dorothy character. Teresa Merritt played the mom or the aunt or something like that. And when the movie started, and Teresa, and for me personally, it was my favorite because I remember Teresa Merritt from, Baby I'm Back. I'm sorry, from That's My Mama, because those shows always get mixed up, from That's My Mama. And I love that she was in this movie. And to me, it was a big thing because there was another black mama that I loved, love, 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 and I do mean that in the most respectful way. And she's a little further down on the list, but I'm going to tell you who she is. Her name is Mabel King. Mabel King was an incredible actress. And they both played in the movie The Wiz. She's the one that sang "Don't Nobody Bring Me No Bad News." She was the Eveline lady, evil witch, Mabel. That was Teresa Merritt played the good lady. So sweet and pure and pretty and kind, mama, auntie-ish. But this Mabel King did not play that. You guys know Mabel King. She played the mom on the TV hit What's Happening. Do you guys remember with Raj, Rerun, and Dwayne? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mabel King played
the
mom. She was the mama. And she was a good mama until some kind of contract issue or whatever. She left the show and never came back. Never came back. And now, who knows, who can guess what our link is to Mabel King?
Have no idea.
Okay, dead silence. All right, let me just tell you. Our link to the incredible Mabel King is that Mabel King played on the TV show What's Happening. The show was created by a guest who was on our very show named Eric Monty.
Wow.
Eric Monty also created the show Good Times and the Jefferson characters. He worked alongside of the great Norman Lear, who's still alive today, close to 100 years old, who is the big CBS producer. So when I came back to radio in 2013, something like that. But in 2014, I remember doing the interview, I think, and he welcomed me back to radio, and they did a big article in the newspaper and all that stuff here in New York City. So that's our connection with that. So how do you feel about those apples?
That's great.
Yeah. But did anybody have a clue?
Yes.
We always have a – I don't know why that is, but it is. It is definitely the case. Some connections are stronger than others, but they're all within 6 degrees, right? I think that's the idea.
Right.
Okay. Okay, now this is a really good person. I don't know how you feel about her. Her name is Tashina Arnold. Who knows? And I actually sat next to Tashina Arnold. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But Tashina Arnold plays on this TV show, or played on a show. She's on a show called The Neighborhood on CBS these days. alongside of Cedric the Entertainer. She plays the mom on that show. But I think you guys may really know her from Everybody Hates Chris, and based on the life of the slappy Chris Rock. We love him. You guys know he's been making a lot of news lately. Just a drop. Everybody Hates Chris. Tashina Arnold, I love her so much. Put my hand up to God. I never will forget this. I'm out hanging out in New York City during the heyday of hanging out back in probably the 90s or something. Who knows? But I remember I'm at this club in Queens, and I'm sitting there just taking a break while the people are dancing, everybody's singing and all this kind of stuff. And who I happen to sit next to, I look to the side, right beside me on like a bench, is none other than Tashina Arnold. And I looked, of course I know who she is. I mean, she's got such a unique look. It's not like you can confuse her for anybody. And not only that, put my head over, I remember I had just been at Bronner Brothers down in Atlanta, maybe 2 weeks earlier. So I had just seen Tashina at Bronner Brothers in Atlanta. And so back in New York, she's sitting right, not even 2 little inches or whatever beside me. So I'm looking right at her face, and she was pretending it wasn't her. I'm not kidding. That's a true story. So I never forgot that. So sometimes when I'm looking at her these days on The Neighborhood with Cedric, I kind of give it a side eye. I give her a little bit of the side eye. That was really you. You know, it was you. It was you. That's what I want. I really wanted to scream that. It's you. I know you. Don't even try it, please. It's you. You know, but anyway, that's me. So anyway, but how do you feel about that? Is there anybody who is a big fan of Tashina Arnold? Because I loved her on Everybody Hates Chris. How did you guys feel?
I enjoyed the show, actually. I liked Everybody Hates Chris. I thought it was very funny, actually. You know, I didn't know later on it would be slapping around, but I enjoyed it myself.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right, thank you, Otto. But no, the rest of you, you know, Unknown, Mr. Unknown guest co-host today, how do you feel about Tashina Arnold? I mean, because I get Tashina Arnold and the lady from Martin's names mixed up so badly.
They were both on Martin.
They were both on Martin, and they both, their names are so
it's
similar.
Tisha Campbell.
Tisha Campbell.
Yeah. Am I the only one who gets them mixed up?
I think so.
Okay. Unknown guest, you're going to remain unknown after this show today.
Just saying.
No, I'm just
how
teaching.
Could you mix them
I'm
up?
I don't know. It's their names that I mixed up. It's their names. Now, Tashina, the Tisha, see? Tisha, I believe, is from the Jersey area, which is really sad that I mixed them up because everybody knew Tisha Campbell when I was living in Jersey. I've heard a whole bunch of people always talk about her. So I'm not sure where Tashina is from. I should have looked that up. But anyway, I love the show. I love it. I love it. I love it. She's okay on the Neighborhood with Cedric. I'm not a huge, a fan of that so much, but she's on there. So, okay. That's my
Carrie,
number. She's lucky. Yes. Nicole?
Carrie, she's from Queens, New York.
She is from well, there you go.
That's where she was
did
going.
Did I not tell you I saw her in Queens?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Okay, so there's some credence to it. Thank you for that. Boy, how
You're
did
welcome.
You know that, Nicole? Nicole Marie, how did
hey,
you know
that? Doing my research, Carrie, doing my research.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for that, by the way. The good news is we made it through half the list, folks, this morning. And listen, at number 11, there is a tie. And so the top 10, I'm not going to tell you who they are,
but quite a few folks. You'll never believe who's at number one ever in the history of mankind. But number 11 is Bonnie Franklin slash Rita Moreno. Who knows what characters, what TV show these women played on during their day? Rita Moreno, Bonnie Franklin, and actually just Tina Machado also, who was an actress, a wonderful-looking actress as well.
I think I know.
Okay.
Bonnie Franklin was on One Day at a Time, along with, what's her name, Bonnelli?
Bonnie Franklin. Bonnie
Franklin. Bonnie Franklin, but her daughter got Adrian... Whatever
no,
name
Valerie
she got married to Eddie,
Valerie Bartnelli.
Yeah, and she was married to Eddie Van Halen. And also,
that's
Rita
right.
Moreno was actually on, what's his name, George Lopez's show. She played his mom.
Okay, but guess what? She also, Rita Moreno, played also on the new version of One Day at a Time. They actually brought the show back. So
wow. There's
some episodes, some older episodes on the Netflix channel that has the new version starring Justina Machado as the mom, and Rita Moreno plays her mom. And so that's why all of them deserve credit, and they're at number 11.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Crown you in my heart, your love is king. No one
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And we are celebrating the Year of the Family. Listen weekdays to catch our original programming with special guests and amazing topics for your entire family. Health, wealth, wellness, and so much more. It's the YOTF right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to love it. And now, back to our show.
All right, it's Tuesday morning, September 13th of 2022. It's our show number 755, and Carrie Hines. And yes, we are back. We are back live. It's always a little crazy on Tuesday mornings. I just want to say thank you so much for being with us. First of all, it's mid-show. You guys have been listening. We've been playing the early part of the broadcast in our first hour. We ran a piece we did in May, which I absolutely love. It was a countdown of sorts for the favorite TV moms. We've never rebroadcast, and I thought it would be fun to go ahead and get that on. So that's what you guys were listening to, and that was the first part. We'll get on the second part so you can find out who's at number one. Real great time. So again, that was our countdown of favorite TV moms. Everybody's got one. You'll never guess who's at number one on the countdown. So I can't wait. We'll get that on for you in the next few days or so. So again, it's Tuesday, September 13th of 2022. I had a few little things I had to throw on there, but we're moving along this morning. Lots of things to get to as we broadcast live. Today is our show number 755. Again, show number 755. Tuesday, September 13th of 2022. I want to go ahead and get that out. It's about 7:24 in the morning if you're on the East Coast, 6:24 if you're in the Central Time Zone. So have some updates for you, particularly what's happening in the world and also some of the guests that are going to be right here on our broadcast. I think you're going to just enjoy this lineup we have for this week. Tuesday, it's kind of like our Mondays, you know, for us, because we're off from the live three-hour show. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we don't do live call-in on those days. You need to dial in on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to catch us live anytime between 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern. You'll hear the Hair Radio Morning Show if you're in the Central Time Zone. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 5 in the morning till 8 a.m. And then it replays. If you can't get enough of the Hair Radio Morning Show and also some of the amazing content that we have building over at the upscalemagazineradio.com, that's the place to go to. That wonderful location online is a great round-the-clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week destination. Like I said, we play a lot of great classic hair radio shows. We play current hair radio shows there. We have brand-new interviews. We have things that are exclusive to Upscale Magazine. Again, the venerable Upscale Magazine that's been around for about 34 or so years, which is wonderful. Not only do they have a print publication, but also a digital brand, which we're so very proud of, and now a 24-hour network. And again, you can hear the radio network play by visiting www.upscalemagazineradio.com. So just like that, and hit the play button, and you'll be connected. Really good stuff. We've got, and believe me, there's some big updates. We're going to talk a little bit about within the next hour or so on what's happening at Upscale. And later on this morning, later on, about 8:30 Eastern, actually, let me correct that, a little after 8 o'clock this morning, you definitely want to keep it here. We have a very, very special Vet Talk Radio happening today on this Tuesday, September 13th of 2022. It is the kickoff of the second season today, so we are congratulating the one and only Michael Hopkins. Michael is out of Spotsylvania, Virginia, and so we are definitely giving him big shout-outs on the great success of the Vet Talk Radio Show, and there's a very special broadcast coming up about 8 o'clock or so, so you don't want to miss it this morning. And then the rest of the week is amazing. On Wednesday, we have a special hairstylist of the week that we'll be reintroducing you to of. That's a little bit of a clue. And then Thursday, we have a very, very special guest that we're going to be announcing in just within the next half hour. So we'll talk a little bit about that. You're going to be just blown away. And then Friday, we have Fan Day Friday. And you're going to be doubly blown away. So lots of good stuff that's on the lineup. And we're happy about that. So we've got a lot more to get to. Musically this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show, you've been listening and we've been playing some classic hits from some of my favorite female artists of all time. We're talking about Sade and Your Love Is King. You guys just heard that a little bit. A little while ago, and also we've been featuring some songs this morning by the amazing Miss Natalie Cole, and you know, and I have a little story I'll share with you guys in just a bit on my Natalie Cole. I don't have a Sade story, but I think I have a Natalie story, so we'll talk a little bit about that. She is so very much missed, and we just love her very, very much. Okay, so coming up in just a few minutes, you know, we do quite a bit during the mid-show, and we've got some surprises for you and all that wonderful good stuff. So we're going to keep things moving this morning, and I'll be checking back in. Well, we're going to be doing some good stuff. We actually got some more live talk on the way, so don't go anywhere. Do not move a muscle. And we'll be right back. I've got to get on some of these wonderful commercials this morning, and we'll be right back. So just sit back and stay with us, folks. There's more to come. Okay. Are your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles? I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live again. It's Tuesday, September 13th of 2022. It's our show number 755, and we are mid-show. It's about 7:32 in the morning, and we are so excited to have you guys with us. A few quick announcements, and then we are definitely going to move the show along. First of all, just want to say we have some sad news in the way of music. Jazz pianist and musician Ramsey Lewis, you guys, some of you have already commented, has passed away. He died on Monday at the age of 87. And we just want to pass along our condolences to the family and to the many fans that this incredible artist is known to have. Just big news in the way of music in our community. His legacy will continue through this incredible cache of music. So also just continuing the coverage on the Queen of England, whose death just was kind of just still came out of nowhere, over the weekend, and we will be talking more. There's a lot going on. King Charles, who has been crowned literally, as the new leader over there, as far as that is concerned, in the royal family. And we will be talking about all of that as we continue this morning. I want to bring on our amazing lineup today, our wonderful colleagues and my wonderful folks who help to keep the show moving along each day. First, let me just get on the line. If you know it's mid-show, and you know it's time for a candle talk with the candle queen herself. We're talking about Blue. She comes to us all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. It is my great honor to welcome Blue, Divine Energy Candles. Good morning, Blue. Good morning, GM. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
Blue, can
Gary.
You hear us
good
out
morning.
There?
Good
yes,
morning.
Okay. All right. Blue is in the house. So good morning
yes.
to you. Yes, how's Divine Energy Candles? We just ran your commercial here.
Yes, I heard it. It sounds amazing. It sounds so good.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's one of my favorites.
Awesome.
So, yes, speaking of Divine Energy Candles, now, you guys, let us be clear on this. If it's mid-show, we do this thing every day where Blue comes on, and we're so excited because she is the CEO, the queen bee of Divine Energy Candles. It's your incredible company
that does so much for the customers that you have and the people who are aware. It's just your candles are amazing. I just love them. I really do. And we're so excited. We're going to talk a little bit. I'm so excited about the candles. We'll tell you what's happening at Hair Radio. So, but first, Blue, we love to check in with you each day. You inspire us. You really inspire our day. We, you know, that mid-show point where we kind of need that little boost, well, you bring it. So what have you got for us today from Divine Energy Candles?
Well, today we have another really, really delicious fall scent. And I say delicious because it's called Apple Cider Donut. And with apple cider,
apple cider. You know what? I was high and blue on this apple cider donut. Well, you just gonna put some weight on me through the candles, okay?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Wow.
You got
okay,
it.
Tell us why.
And with that,
tell us all about it. Tell us why.
Sure. Apple cider donuts, that is actually a delectable fall fragrance of crisp, juicy apples blended with a rich aroma of freshly baked donuts with a hint of cinnamon, nutmeg, and a warm vanilla.
Okay, you know what? Of all the wonderful candle scents that you have described, I think this has the rank up there about number one. I really do.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. How authentic and just incredible. You literally draw a visual for us that the next step that we're taking is placing an order at DivineEnergyCandles.com for this. So this apple cider donut. Can you describe that one more time? That was just delicious.
I will. But let me add that your top notes are apple cider, and your middle note is going to be a donut cinnamon scent, and the bottom is a musk vanilla sugar with a tonka bean. And as I said, it's a delectable fall fragrance of crisp, juicy apples blended with a rich aroma of sweet, freshly baked donuts. With a hint of cinnamon and nutmeg and some warm vanilla, whether it be vanilla ice cream, vanilla, but you're getting your vanilla.
Wow. Well, now, how did you get inspired to create this apple cider donut from Divine Energy Candles? What inspired you, Blue?
Well, you got to think of different things to do for the fall. And, you know, you want to draw the consumers to the season, let's say, this season that we're in. And a lot of times I do a lot of pop-ups in the community and stuff like that. So we're in the environment and we're in the fresh air. So how about, you know, they're smelling this outside and like, you know, it's something that's going to draw the people in. And the fresh smell of donuts, I mean, they're running the Krispy Kreme out here like you would not believe, and Dunkin' Donuts. So, yeah, let me give them what they like, apples and cinnamon.
Yeah,
and
donuts are big business. Donuts are big business. And the candles, you know, once upon a time, when we talk about candles and scents and all of that, candles were really more botanical. That's what we thought. So more floral in the scent. We did not know of all the incredible scents that candles, you know, what you have at your fingertips and disposal.
Which
like
you can
what
create,
does.
Right. Yeah, you can create so much with candles as far as scents
exactly.
goes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So candles have come a long way, just in case you didn't know.
Absolutely.
It's not your grandma's candles anymore. So,
no, it's not it's not just for holistics and prayers and magic and different things like that. It's for everyday use.
Now
you know what I'm saying?
Use them for all those things.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I said it's not just. It's
right.
Not just.
Okay, Blue.
There's a lot of holistic are just colors, different colors. You know what I'm saying? Black candle, white candle, blue candle.
Yeah.
But with candles every day, you get whatever you like. You get food, you can get, like you said, botanical, floral. And, yeah. You know, you have a lot of different genres. You get beach scents. Going to the beach today. Yeah, you get a lot with candles.
And as you know, for me, it's about getting up in the morning. You guys, I have a regular regimen. I have a regular routine that I do. And I love my house to smell good. I love the scents of divine energy candles to permeate my home. And and again, you know, we always say safety first. So make sure to, you know, practice good candle safety measures. You don't want to take your eyes off your candle, pretty much, you know. Keep your eye right there. Exactly. Now, Blue, what are some of the responses that, do you ever talk with your candle customers, and what do they say? What do they say to you about the whole Divine Energy candle experience once they purchase your candle?
You definitely can check out. I just posted a new response I got from, I did a community pop-up market this weekend, and I had a customer leave me a review just the other day, and I posted
it on my website. Where do they put the review?
It's on Facebook. It's on Facebook. You can put your review on my Facebook page, which that's what she did, or you can put them on Google, and that goes straight to my website. Anywhere you see Divine Energy,
let's make sure that everybody's clear. So how do they get to your Facebook page, and how do they get to your Google, so that way they can go there today? Queen Tree, one of the biggest fans out of Louisiana, she always asks about Divine Energy candles. So Queen Tree, if you're listening out there, pay attention, because Blue is going to tell you exactly what you need to do to go and leave a comment, to do a testimonial. So what should she do, Blue?
You can always go to www.divineenergycandles.com. You also could just type it into Google, and all of my platforms will pop up. And that's how you can get me at Facebook or Instagram. You could go, as soon as you get on Google, Divine Energy is there, and my reviews are on Google as well. So you can always leave a review right there on Google. And I'll get them.
If you really have trouble, you can't, for some reason, that's not enough, you can always touch base with us here at HairRadio.com, HairRadio.com. And if you're a member of the HairRadio.com site, we also have a whole group page dedicated at hairradio.com to Blue's candles. So we're going to be talking all about that. We're going to have an unveiling by the end of this week, and we'll get more into that. Wanted to just remind everybody, today is a big, big day here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Blue, we're so excited about you and doing the candles and all of that. And we've got some news on some of the candle talk. We'll get into that over the next show or so. But today, it's Vet Talk Radio's second anniversary. Who would think that they came to us well over a year ago? So we've got to get Michael Hopkins to the line. He's from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael Hopkins. Michael, good morning. You are on the airwaves. We are so excited to chat with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday morning. It's always a great pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. So you're on
Happy
with Blue and Carrie Hines. So good morning.
Yes, Carrie Hines and Blue. Happy
anniversary.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's right, Michael.
Thank you.
Yes. This is the launch of your second season for the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs. And now today is coming up a little after 8 o'clock this morning. So we're going to be talking. We're going to jump right on into Vet Talk. It's a whole hour pretty much of the latest of what's going on for this season. Plus, you have a special topic that we're going to get into in just a bit. So, Michael, you've been listening to Blue. You've been listening to Kara Hines. You've been listening to some of our show updates. What have you heard?
Wow. Wow, the number one thing I heard was Blue and that candle. Yes, the flavor, the cinnamon, the this, the that. Oh, yeah, I didn't, you know, I was getting kind of worried because I said, oh, my goodness, if I order this thing, I'm definitely going to have to get out my test meter because by me being a diabetic, I didn't know if it was going to, like, make me spike or something like that, man.
Well,
but
you're
that
not going to eat the candle, so you're not going to eat the candle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was kind of worried.
It's
but,
the smell, Michael, so it should have no effect on your diabetes. Okay.
Yes.
But apple cider donut, we are so excited about that. Like I was saying, I was just, every day Blue gets on and she gives us the sense of the day. And each day I'm literally blown away. That's why we love having our mid-show. It kind of helps to bridge both parts of our broadcast. It takes us into something. It really uplifts our moods each day. It gives us something positive to focus on and just creates a visual and a wonderful, positive oral experience that I love having every day on the show. So that's why we just love Divine Energy Candles. And you guys can hear her brand new commercial airing right here on this broadcast as well as over at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. It just plays right on in through our Hit Radio Morning Show. So real excited stuff, and we're just happy. Good stuff, Mike.
Oh,
Austin's
yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We love that. Yeah, so shouting out to Miss Blue. Good job, Blue, down in now. What's the weather like real quick in Jacksonville today and Florida?
It's cloudy out here today. They're saying we're going to get rain by the afternoon. By the time the kids get out of school, it should be coming down. And we had that yesterday, too. So we're still into that hurricane season around these parts.
Yeah, I could say pretty much the same in Brooklyn, New York. I mean, it's a little gray today so far anyway. I don't see a whole lot of sunshine, but it's not raining at the moment, but, you know, pretty much keep your umbrella nearby for the folks in my neck of the woods. Michael Hopkins, you're in Spotsylvania, VA. What's going on in Virginia?
Oh, yeah, we had our rain yesterday. It was like on, off, a little bit of thunder, but today it's turning out to be a beautiful day. Sun shining.
Okay.
I even hear some birds singing.
Okay, well, I'm excited for all of you guys. Listen, it's just an honor, and I don't know, Michael Blue, if I've officially welcomed all of our fans, including our brand-new fans from UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. Upscale Magazine Radio, we're so, so happy. Let me just tell you what's happening. This week, some of the folks will be dropping by on Thursday. Thursday, we have a very special 1 hour, 8 o'clock spotlight guest. And he is the brand new fashion editor for Upscale Magazine. He'll be with us right here. You're going to just love him. His name is Dr. Courtney Hammonds. Yes, he is a wonderful doctor. Yeah, we'll talk about that and find out what kind of doctor he is. But he is the fashion czar. He's going to be telling us about the fashion, New York Fashion Week, which wraps up tomorrow. And he's going to bring us all the highlights, and we're going to talk about his amazing career, his upcoming contributions. He'll be talking with us quite often right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as a whole fashion special over at Upscale Magazine Radio. So we got big things to talk about. You don't want to miss Thursday's episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show that's kicking off 6 in the morning. And Dr. Hammonds will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour in our spotlight. So that's big news. How does that sound? Big news. Am I right, guys?
Oh, yes. Excellent news.
Yeah. So, okay. Michael, I think it's your turn to talk about Vet Talk. So what do you have to say about Vet Talk and its second season?
Wow. Yeah, Vet Talk second season. I am looking forward to it because we're going to go back some of the topics we did last year. We've got some tweaking that we've done, and there's going to be some new and exciting things about those topics.
Yeah.
And today, we're going to send you off in just a few minutes so you can get ready for the hour broadcast. So we're real, real happy. We're going to get that underway in the next 15 minutes or so. But I'm really, really happy. This is some great, great stuff. Hey, wanted to talk a little bit. We mentioned about upscale guests, our guest on Thursday show at 8, Dr. Hammonds will be with us, the new fashion editor for Upscale Magazine, the printed copy. He'll be doing quite a bit with us through the radio network and over at upscalemagazineradio.com. Real so happy to have him. He's a great joy and a great individual. I can't wait to have him here with you guys and introduce him to you live right here on the broadcast. Again, that's Thursday at 8 a.m. in the same space. Also, speaking of guests, I'm going to have a surprise Wednesday guest. This is a hairstylist. I'll just give you a little bit of a tip. She's been with us before on the broadcast, and she brings the fire. That's all I'm going to say. So she'll be with us on Wednesday's show, on tomorrow's broadcast, and we're happy about that. Friday, I have a very special shout-out to this incredible fan who just blew me away over the last couple of days. I got to just go ahead and get this out a little bit. Michael, I don't know if you saw that or Blue on Facebook where she literally put a comment on my – you guys know that I do a lot of the graphics designs for Upscale Magazine and folks who hire Hair Radio. We do all of that. And she put a special note there that that said I was well, you know what? I'm not going to say what she said. You'll have to tune in on Friday. This coming Friday, if you haven't seen it on my Facebook page, you'll have to listen to Fan Day Friday. She'll be with us at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on Friday morning. You don't want to miss Fan Day Friday this week. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go find it.
Yeah, and I don't plan on missing anything.
No, you know, it's Fan Day Friday. And what she has to say, I think, is quite riveting. And I think you're going to like it. So that is my big, big thing. I've got to tell everybody, we've been just chat with everybody behind the scenes at Hair Radio. You guys know you're with me for 3 hours a day from 6 to 9 a.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live. And the rest of the day, I'm still living Hair Radio. We're still Hair Radio each day. You know? Blue, aren't you divine energy all day?
All day, all day. When I go to sleep and when I wake up, yes, I am all day.
Wow. I understand. I am Vet Talk Radio
you're
all night and all day.
Vet Talk Radio all day, every day, and today we're so happy 24/7. For Michael to be. Yeah, we're doing your thing with the second season kick off on this September 13th of 2022 with our show number 755. That Michael is bringing it, and real excited.
Congratulations to both
really
of you guys, because 725 is a lot. So congratulations to both of you for such a
thank
great
you.
Job you're doing here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Blue. I tell you, you guys have to know this, that being our 755th show, as I said the last time, do the math. If you figure it out, 755, we are the most accomplished, most prolific, the longest running hair radio broadcast on in the world in the history of broadcasting. We've been credited with creating the whole genre of hair and beauty converging on broadcast. We started on AM and FM terrestrial radio. We came to the internet. We've done it all. We've launched 24-hour networks. We continue to do so even into this day and age. So we've done a lot with this. And so we want to make sure that you guys are aware. We're so pleased. We really are. So this is just a long continuation and just some incredible things that we're doing here at Hair Radio. And just really happy to have you guys. Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show today coming up just some live talk. We're going to be getting into a little bit more. I really want to know what one of Michael's favorite experiences, you guys know, as he really kicks off the second season today of his popular broadcast. Michael, what can you tell us in the way of one of your favorite times on the Best Talk Radio Show? What can you share with us?
One of my favorite times, Carrie, being on the Vet Talk Radio Show is when I had the opportunity to interview Captain Hervey. That was just one of my favorite episodes.
Tell us why, and remind everybody who Captain Hervey is.
Right. Captain Hervey, basically, he's retired now from the U.S. Army. He did active duty Guard and Reserve, and he was a war veteran, like a lot of my buddies. Mm. And the thing about him is that I loved his journey. That's what I loved, Carrie Hines. I loved his journey from not being a soldier to being a soldier to his journey on becoming an officer. And it just reminds me so much of so many people that I've served with in the U.S. Army. There's so many guys just like him over the 21 years that I was in. I served with people like them, like him. And it's just such an honor. And it's just such it's humbling too, because you go in the military and you learn all these things, you meet a lot of people. And when you get out, there's a void sometimes with a lot of us, that there's that void. And when you meet other people that have been where you've been in the military, that void gets filled. That's why a lot of us, we wear the hats that we wear to identify the units we were in. We go to reunions. We keep in touch with everybody. We have our own different little vet groups that we meet with each other. We just like keeping all that alive, because you were in a place as a veteran, but when you were active duty, you were in a place that you were doing something that you loved. And nobody can take that away from you. And that's that's what I love about it.
Well, Michael Hopkins, we are here for you today. Coming up in just a few minutes or so, Michael will start to kick off the second season of the Vet Talk Radio Show right here throughout our airwaves. Hey, before we get there, Michael, I want to take a moment. You guys know we're live. It's Tuesday, September 13th of 2022. It's hour show number, again, 755. Wow, that's a milestone number in itself, 755.
Yes, it is.
And yes, we pull up on 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock if you're out in the Central Time Zone. Hey, I've got to say, I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, more specifically last night, but there was an incredible win for TV's Cheryl Lee Ralph. You guys know Cheryl Lee Ralph. She came onto the radar as one of the original Dream Girls on Broadway. You guys know that. Later, she gained popularity for her role as Moesha on the popular TV show, a show that we all know and love. And if that's not enough, she's been reinvented and starring on a TV show called Abbott Elementary in recent times. And we are so excited. Now, listen to this. She went on to win an Emmy last night for her role in Abbott Elementary, and looked amazing, by the way. And she used her Emmy speech to remind the audience and the viewers everywhere that she's got major pipes. She can sing. And this is as reported on CNN. And while on stage, Ralph won the Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy for her role as seasoned teacher Barbara Howard, broke out into Diane Reeves' song Endanger Species. That's by Diane Reeves. You guys who didn't hear it, she started to sing. and the words go like something like, I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim's song. And she sang this on the ceremony on live TV, bringing the entire audience to its feet. And she said she is a woman and an artist, and she knows where her voice belongs. It was a moment for the ages, and that's all I can say. Mike, I don't know if you had a chance to see it last night. Did you happen to catch any? Or have you? Is this the first you're hearing about it so far this morning?
Oh, yeah, this is definitely the first time I'm hearing about that. But Shirley Ralph, oh, yes, I mean, I followed her career also, too. It was quite a few shows that she's on.
You know, I'd like to hear from you guys out there who are logged in, who are tuned into this live show. Just press 1 if you've dialed in. And if you have a comment about Shirley's win on her Emmy, or if you've even seen her new show, Abbott Elementary, and I have to say, I haven't seen it. I've heard a lot about it. We talked about it in the first hour this morning. But I have not seen her actual show. So have any of you out there seen, if you have seen Abbott Elementary, press 1. I'd love to talk with you about it. We'd love to chat live. It's very rare that we get a chance to open up and chat with everybody live on the Hair Radio Morning Show on a Tuesday morning, but we got a couple minutes to work you in. So press 1, and we'd love to get you on. So, Michael, I am so excited. And in addition to Cheryl Lee, we are not just celebrating the wonderful win from this Emmy, this longtime venerable actress, but also your Vet Talk radio show, your Vet Talk show. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. I think we have someone standing by who might like to say something. I think, first of all, your phone number ends in 76. You're on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. You're on with Michael Hopkins. Hey, what's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, good morning. My name's Sky, and I'm calling from Stafford, Virginia.
Oh, I know who this is. Hey, Sky.
Hey, Michael. Good morning, everyone.
Right, Sky's from our Veterans on Board, our vet group. We meet every Friday.
Wow. Oh, well,
absolutely.
Okay, well, you've been listening to the broadcast this morning. What would you like to say?
Well, I've only listened very briefly, and I really like what I've heard so far. I'm a first-time listener, so thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to make this a part of your morning experience. Yes, today is a very special broadcast. Michael Hopkins is celebrating his second season of the Vet Talk radio show. It generally airs every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern. But today, right here on the same space, so you dial in the same 516 number, and you'll automatically tune in and connect it to the Vet Talk radio show Tuesday mornings at 8:30. But today, we have a very special broadcast that's really kind of getting underway in about 7 minutes or so right here. You don't want to miss it. It's very special for today. And we're so honored. So thank you for taking the time. Now, you're in what city and state again?
Stafford, Virginia.
Stafford, Virginia. Okay. Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Northern Virginia is where we're located.
Way up yonder. Well, listen, thank you for making today, again, tuning in to the Vet Talk radio show. We hope that you'll be back to check in with us each Tuesday morning for a new edition of Vet Talk Radio right here at about 8:30 in the morning. So thanks again. And stay with us and enjoy the rest of the show. Oh,
all
very
right,
nice. We've got
quite thank
a few,
you, Sky.
So, well, I'm very excited about that. Now, we've got another caller where the phone number ends in 7272. So listen, you are live on the air with Carrie Hines and Michael Hopkins. May I have your name and where are you calling from?
It's Larry Hilton from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Yeah, hi. Now, I know
yes,
who that
my
is.
Favorite number
good
one
morning.
Fan.
So
wow.
we've got all the Let's Talk folks on this morning, Michael. What do you say about that? Well, first, good morning to you, and welcome again to the broadcast, Mr. Hilton.
Oh, thank you, and good morning to you all. Yeah, I'm a longtime listener, and I'm wanting to call in and celebrate another season here. I mean, it's hard to believe that 1 year has gone by, but Michael's been a big help. I know he's reached a lot of people, and I think your program's really good. I try to get into it as much as I can.
Well, listen, we welcome you. We appreciate you. The veterans, the Vet Talk Radio Show is just incredible. And for Michael to be going into a second season today, it's a big, big thing here at the Hair Radio Network. So just want to let folks know we've got an entire rest of the hour devoted to Vet Talk Radio this morning. And then each Tuesday, his show generally airs at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 if you're in the Central Time Zone. So this is just exciting. And listen, while I have you guys here with us, please take a moment to do this. It's very, very important. Go to our website. This is what you do. And sign up for free. So that way Michael has a group page there now. It's at hairadio.com, hairradio.com. There's a big blue button right there that says read stories. Michael has a lot of stories that he's posted there for you guys. The big blue button, you can't miss it, that says read stories or read articles. So check it out. And if you'd like to sign up to become a member, again, it's free. There's a members button right there where you can just click on it and let it rip. And you'll be signed in for to be a member of all kinds of specials and things like that that will be given away. Michael Hopkins, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, all of you guys. Yeah, we're really happy about this.
Appreciate both of you guys, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And you know,
you've got quite a few fans tuned in this morning. Let me just make sure that folks know. You got some folks. If you guys have heard this, your phone number ends in 73. We're going to shout you out this morning. If your phone number ends in 44, we're shouting you out this morning. Your phone number ends in 96, we're shouting you out this morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. And so many others, we just appreciate you. We love you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and the Vet Talk Radio Show Special. So just stay tuned and so much to come. So, Michael, get ready. I'm going to send you off so you can get ready for your show. Okay, we'll see you in just a couple minutes. So stand by, Michael Hopkins. And lots more to get to. We got a lot more to get to this morning. Just so, so excited for Brother Michael. So stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins. Executive producer Terry Hines and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Hi. It is Tuesday morning. Time for the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of New York City, and I am so honored to bring to the line again the man of the hour. We're talking about Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, good morning, Michael. I'm excited about today's show. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Carrie Hines.
Yes. So we've got to talk. What are we getting into on today's show?
Well, Carrie Hines, what we're about to talk about are some very special hidden veteran benefits. Very special.
Hmm. Okay, well, what makes them so special, Michael? Tell everybody.
What makes it so special, Carrie? These are things that, you know how sometimes you say things are right there in front of you?
Yeah.
But no one sees them? That's what right. These benefits are. Then this is just a taste of them. This is just a taste of them. But they are benefits that veterans have that a lot of them are not aware of these benefits. And these benefits can be savings for a lot of veterans. I mean, monetary savings. And they're right here in front of us as veterans. And nobody tells us.
Wow. Well, I am excited about getting started. And before we roll on into today's countdown, which I'm so, again, you know, you've got some heavy things to kind of get into and so many interesting things we're going to say. Let's put it that way. I want to salute your amazing fans who are veterans, comprised of veterans out there who pay a lot of attention to your claims help and claims assistance. As well as to the folks who are not necessarily veterans, enthusiasts and folks who are related and know veterans and what to help, and also just like the Vet Talk Radio Show. So we're really officially saluting everybody and thanking you for your service. And Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Well, number 10 on our list that I composed is air travel. And, you know, a lot of times, Carrie, a lot of civilians don't think it's a big issue. You know, they can go hop on a plane at the airport. It's no big deal. It's a little hassle.
Right.
Us as veterans, when we were active duty military people, we were so used to getting what we call a MAC flight or a hop.
Mm.
Didn't really cost us a whole lot, you know, pennies. Literally. But when you get out of the military, see, you lose a lot of this stuff.
Mm.
And what was happening, a lot of the veterans who were at 100% with their disabilities, the way it was set up, they could actually still fly due to that fact, but their spouses couldn't fly. So, unfortunately, here I am. I'm a veteran. I have disabilities. I'm going to a medical appointment. The government graciously allows me to fly, but I need my spouse, and now my spouse can't go.
Mm. That's a very good scenario, Michael.
Right. And it would happen over and over again, and after a while, there became such an uproar till in 2019, it was changed. The statute was changed so that not only can the disabled veteran at 100% fly, the spouse was allowed to fly. So even if you weren't going to, the way it's set up now, even if you're not going to a doctor's appointment, and say, I want to go from here where I live in Virginia, beautiful Spotsylvania, and I want to go to Hawaii, and I want to take my wife on a nice little trip to Hawaii. Well, now what we have to do, as usual, Carrie, and you always laugh at this, it's always a form, isn't it? Wouldn't be the government without forms.
Very true.
It wouldn't be the government. You know, you just fill out this form, and once you fill it out, it allows you basically to fly. You might have to do a roundabout way. You might not be able to go straight, say, from the Commonwealth of Virginia straight to California and then go to Hawaii. You might have to make a few stops at some Air Force bases and so forth. But the point being, you're paying very little. You're going to get first-class treatment, and you're going to wind up in Hawaii.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is amazing.
That's just one of the hidden gems.
That is a hidden gem, and that's actually a good number 10.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to hear what else you got on the list of that number 10.
Right.
Air
now,
travel.
Number 9, state benefits. Actually, you know, Carrie, a lot of veterans, be they disabled or not, they don't know that whatever state you live in also has benefits for veterans. Sometimes it's the simplest thing. For example, a fishing license. Some states where fishing is a big deal, and fishing licenses cost money. Like here in Virginia, it costs money to get a fisherman's license. Well, if you were a veteran, it might not cost you anything for that. There are state parks that most civilians pay to get into a state park. As veterans, a lot of times we don't pay.
Wow.
And you can, you know, some other things too, Gary, that people don't think about.
Like what?
The tags on your car.
Mm.
And a lot of people, they don't, especially a lot of the disabled veterans, don't realize that depending on the state, a lot of times they can get their disabled veteran tags and they're authorized from the VA. A lot of times people will see these tags on cars. Different states will have them. Might be different colors, but they'll say something about DV for disabled veteran. And it's just a matter of asking for the tags if you're a disabled veteran. The regional, whatever region you're in, and they're about, it's either 12 or 18 different regions for veteran affairs for the federal level. And, you know, and as I said, on the state level, there are different offices. And it's, once again, Carrie Hines, it's the magic of the form, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was just thinking about
that. Yeah, send the form to the state government. They realize you're a disabled veteran, and bam, they mail you out your tags.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And that's another hidden gem.
Exactly. Well, good. You know, and this is a special countdown, I think, for the Vet Talk Radio Show. So good job, Mike.
Very much so. Now, here's another one that a lot of veterans that go to appointments at their various VA hospitals throughout the country, here's one that they, a lot of them definitely aren't aware of. I wasn't aware of it for several years. It is something called beneficiary travel.
Oh, now that sounds like spouse help, spouse assistance. What's beneficiary travel?
Funny as it may seem, Carrie Hines, the government, i.e. the VA, will reimburse you for traveling to any appointments that you have scheduled with them.
Hmm.
They will send you a check. They'll either deposit it in your checking or savings account, or they'll send you a hard check to cover part of the cost that you had to spend out of pocket to go to a doctor's appointment at the VA or what we call the CBOC, and that's just the community-based outreach center. In other words, on the civilian side, you'd call it a clinic. And throughout the United States, we have smaller clinics for veterans.
And they're the CBOC.
Yeah, and that's what a CBOC is.
Okay.
And
now,
you're supposed
Michael,
to get...
you're supposed to get reimbursed now. But what I'm finding with what you just said, this is really fantastic because if they may not know, so they won't even try to get the reimbursement. And it'll
right.
just be out of pocket, possibly.
Yep. Hmm. And once again, and they've gotten better with this one, as usual, there's a form at the travel office, whatever VA clinic you go to. There's actually a form there, and it says beneficiary travel. But most of us as veterans, if we don't know, we kind of overlook the form. The form is usually right there in front of us, somewhere at the travel office in the hospital. But if you don't know, you'll literally walk by. Oh, and the other thing, too, Kev, they have kiosks at the like the little computerized boxes that you check in for your appointment. And guess what else it says on there?
What?
Beneficiary travel. It says it when you check, because all of us get ID cards as veterans that identify us as a veteran.
Uh-huh.
And it's computerized. It has a chip in it. It knows everything about you. Boom, you put that thing in there, and then it'll pop up about beneficiary travel. So,
wow.
I mean, it's there. You could literally go online and file for it if you're computer savvy. Literally. You don't even have to do anything other than sign in.
So I think it's also the words beneficiary travel. Like, I would never have thought that's what it meant by beneficiary.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, and you're right. Most veterans just don't. And we just, you know, we overlook these things sometimes because we're not told.
Right.
Usually it's
term,
it's
that's
yeah.
right.
It's usually a peer thing. That's how I found out about it. Another vet asked me, "Hey, did you get your travel? You put in your travel voucher? Huh? What are you talking about?" Yeah, man, you're supposed to put in your travel. And after that, I was, really? Is that what's supposed to happen? So I tried it. And guess what happened?
What?
I got a check. And if you go enough times, you keep getting checks. You know, that's just, it doesn't have to be, you know, big money. But the idea of is this, it's your money as a veteran.
Right. But Michael. Tell them to change the word from beneficiary to reimbursement.
That's true, Carrie. I mean, it would be better. But you know what will probably happen in order to get that changed?
What's that?
As we always joke about it as veterans, it had to be an act of Congress.
You need a form for that.
Yeah. You have to have, you know, they have to go to the floor, and then they have to decide, and then, no, those letters are not right. You got to make it bigger. And, you know, it just goes on and on. You know, only from the minds of the VA, that's what we all say as veterans.
Well, we are so lucky to have the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins to help navigate this, literally. And I love this countdown today. I absolutely love it. I mean, each of your countdowns on these wonderful hidden benefits and things like that are incredible because they really are hidden. And I think, like, you just kind of really made me realize, you know, if the nomenclature is not sometimes, in my opinion, clear, that is another reason why folks might overlook things. Because I would have passed by that a million times if it said beneficiary. I would have thought it meant maybe somebody else you're related to or had nothing to do with what it sounds like it has to do with to me.
Right. Exactly. And that's why a lot of veterans just pass right by it for years and years and years. Sure do. Yeah. I mean, they just, you know, I think it took me about maybe 2 years to realize that's what I was supposed to do.
Years and years and years,
yep.
Michael.
Every time. Every time. Well, I got another one that's a very important one, number seven, and this is the VA burial benefits.
Mm. Wow.
And
VA
this
burial.
Is so it's so important because we know the cost of funerals. We know, you know, all of these costs. And
yeah.
a lot of veterans don't realize that they could get buried, run, burial place, garden.
Really?
That's they can get buried there as a veteran at the cemetery. I'm sorry I couldn't get the word out, but
that's
cemetery.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and some of them, you know, just about all of them that I've seen for veterans are beautiful places. They're on par with, like, the civilian side of cemeteries, and they have the mausoleum. They have everything that on the civilian side. And the beautiful thing about it, as a veteran, you know, it's very nominal as far as whatever cost you have to come up with. And you have somebody that can guide you through this. As soon as you let the authorities know that the veteran in your life has passed away and you want them buried in a military cemetery, they have a team that will guide you through the process, forms you have to fill out. 21 gun salute, the flag, all of these things, Carrie. And then a lot of funeral homes actually know about this for veterans. They actually know about it.
Mm.
And
so
they can.
The funeral home might check with the family and say, was, you know, the deceased a veteran?
Right, yeah, and a lot of times that's one of the first things that they ask the civilian funeral directors. Once they find out that person is a veteran, they're trained a lot of they're trained on what to do.
Mm.
So sometimes the family doesn't have to do a whole lot. The funeral directors, they know what it's like, and you know the funny thing about it, Carrie.
What's that?
Even if you're a veteran, even in death, you have to be on time for your own funeral.
Wow. What do you mean, Michael?
You literally have to be on time because a lot of the funeral, the cemetery that are run in essence by the military, but it's the Department of Veteran Affairs, they have a time schedule. Just
wow.
as if you were in the military. You know, you have the funeral party has to show up at a certain time. You have to line up a certain way. And when they until they tell you to go to the burial site, you can't go.
Wow.
You can't go until they tell you. Yeah, I mean, it's really, and then when they tell you to go, it's all dress right dress, like in the military. When you show up, They have an honor guard there waiting for the veteran. They're in their dress uniforms. Depending upon how far you take it, it could be a 21-gun salute. They're going to guard the body. When it's all said and done and, you know, the minister is finished, they said what they want to say to the families, then the military takes over. They go to the, if it's the spouse or, you know, whoever is the family, they give them a salute. They kneel in front of them. They present them with the American flag, stars up. They salute them. They say, sorry for your loss. You know, it's beautiful when you go to it and you actually see it. There's a flag. And I didn't even know this part. There's two types of flags. There's a flag that goes over the coffin, and there's a flag that's presented to the family.
Wow.
And the flag has the stars and stripes have to be up, you know, facing the decedent's head. And, I mean, it's just – and it's all military precision. Everything, even not digging the hole. Everything is precision.
That is incredible.
Yeah,
really,
I mean, I've been to several military funerals, you know, for friends of mine that's passed on. And it is such a beautiful thing. You know, a lot of times, yeah, it'll bring, especially if you're military, it'll bring tears to your eyes. You know, the pride that they put into this. It's not just we're going to throw this together and we hope it makes it. No, it's not like that. So that's one of the hidden gems a lot of people don't know about, families of the decedent.
They're not aware.
Yeah, they're
Michael,
just not aware.
I am so excited, at least that you are covering some of this and helping to, you know, to really educate and inform every week. And today is no exception with these wonderful hidden gems. And I think you're at number six.
Right, we're at number six, Gary. Now, number six, it's another one in plain sight. It's called a clothing allowance.
A clothing allowance. Sounds like it's kind of self-explanatory, but please take it away, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, many times, Carrie, as veterans and as we go to the VA hospital and the healthcare system, sometimes we have, it may be a certain type of cream, it may be that you're in a wheelchair, several things might happen that damage your clothing throughout the year.
Wow.
So what the VA does, the healthcare system, they reimburse you. That's what the clothing allowance is for. They reimburse you once a year for damages to your clothing.
Mm.
There's actually a list. Believe it or not, Carrie, huh? There's a list of any type of ointments, creams, et cetera, that a veteran is issued by the healthcare system, the VA healthcare system. And certain ones, without any certainty, they already know it's going to soil your clothing, it's going to damage your clothing. Just like if they give you a certain type of wheelchair or brace, certain types of metal braces that they may give you, they already know your clothing is going to be damaged. So it's already worked in. Yearly, you get money to reimburse you, as you so eloquently put it. And that reimbursement could be up to $900 per item that they deemed that has destroyed your clothing. They deemed that we knew this was going to happen. And you apply for it once again on a government form once a year.
Wow. I think that's a real hidden gem.
Oh, yes, it is. That one? Oh, yeah. Yep, I mean, there's a list, there's everything. A lot of guys don't know about it. They sure don't.
Well, I'm excited. I hope you'll also, Michael, include some of these on the Hair Radio Online community that we'll talk about, I'm sure.
Most definitely. This will be in the forum. And all our fans and friends and families of veterans, they can jump right into our forum. They just have to go to hairradio.com and sign in. It's not that hard. And they'll be up to breast. They'll be up to point on all of these things that we do.
Exactly. I agree. Thank you for that. So at number five, Michael Hopkins. So you're in the bottom ten of the
right. Yeah, we're coming around the corner. Number five is, this one is a really interesting one. It's called Special Home Adopted Housing Grants.
Special Home Adopted Grants?
Pretty much, yeah. Believe it or not, once again, the VA, the healthcare side understands that there are going to be certain things that in a traditional home you as a disabled veteran may not be able to do. Perfect example, Carrie. If you're in a wheelchair, your countertops, your bathroom, a lot of things have to be lowered for you because you're in a wheelchair. And years right. and years ago, you know, people didn't do things like that. But now in the world that we live in now, with people that have disabilities, and really, you know, they call it disabilities, but it's just different abilities. That's what a lot of us call it, as different abilities.
Yes.
That's one of the things, you know, the VA wants to do. They want to have it so that you as a disabled veteran have access to your home. So they provide, there are several different grants, and we've talked about this before in season one. And we're going to get into this again in season two. We're going to get a little bit more in-depth in it. But in essence, it works like this. There are grants, and the grant could be up to over $100,000 that the VA will help you get into a house specially adopted for you as a disabled veteran.
Wow.
And, I mean, that's a big deal. That is a big deal.
Wow.
You find a house that's already especially adopted for a disabled person, they will help you. They will grant you money to pay for it. Or if your house needs to be adopted for your special needs, the VA can help you get your house up to code.
Wow.
And it even goes a step further. Suppose you don't own the house, but you're renting the house.
Right.
They'll even help you if you're renting a place to get it up to code.
Wow.
I mean, that is just a wow. That's a big wow. And when I ran across that, you know, I was looking at it myself going, wow. Because I have several of my friends that are disabled veterans, and they've learned how to work this system because they needed it. I had one friend of mine, and we all seen these commercials on TV with the Stairmasters, the little elevator-type chair. It helps you go up and down the stairs. You can ride
right,
in it.
Right, yeah.
And I had a friend of mine, literally the VA healthcare system called her up one day because they knew she had a need for it. They said, would you like this in your house? They didn't ask her, can you afford it, or, you know, can you pay half and we pay half? They didn't ask her that question, Karen. They asked simple question, would you like this in your house? You know what her answer was?
I can't wait to hear what.
It was, oh, yes, I would. How soon can you get it to me?
Wow.
Yeah. And she got one. We had another guy that he comes to our meetings as veterans. We have our Friday meetings. And he said the same thing. They asked him. He has a three-story townhouse. And they asked him. And he said, it looks like you need this. How would you like to have this in your house? And he was looking at him like, okay, sounds good to me. And we had to tell him, dude, go get it. This is part of you being a disabled veteran. These are the things they're supposed to do to make your life better as a disabled American veteran.
Mm.
Beautiful stuff.
It is. Michael Hopkins, I've got to say, just to kind of catch everybody up a little bit here, it's a great, great, great topic today. It's one of my favorites, actually, these hidden gems. These are things little known in the veteran community, and because of you, they're being promoted and shared, and, you know, and they should be. so folks can take advantage of some of these incredible, incredible hidden gems that they just, as we said, did not know about. So, Michael, you've been covering from 10 to 5 so far. I wanted to take a moment again and just re-welcome, if that's a word there, all the amazing veterans, the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show. This is your your second season, and we are so excited to take a moment to acknowledge that on the show. We're so proud of all the work that you are doing with the veterans, and I know that Nicole Marie will be joining us in just a bit, a little later in your countdown. So I'm excited. So please take it away, Michael Hopkins.
Right. Number four, and Carrie, this is another gem. I mean, this one is a gem. It is an automobile or other conveyances and adoptive equipment certification.
Mm.
Lots of big, pretty fancy
words.
Lots
of big, yes. Please repeat that one for all of us, Michael. Say that one more time.
It is the automobile or other conveyances and adaptive equipment certification.
Oh, okay. Wow. Ooh, adaptive equipment certification. Okay.
Yep.
I'm loving it. It sounds
great. In regular civilian terms, I'll break it down in civilian terms for you. In regular civilian terms, this is what it means. The VA, the healthcare services part of the VA, will grant you up to $22,000 to go get a vehicle. They will write you a check. They will also, if you don't need a vehicle, they will pay for the vehicle that you have to have adaptive equipment on it, i.e. hand controls for the gas and brake, steering, whatever it is you need to be able to be mobile as a disabled veteran. They will grant these things to you on their dime.
Wow. And that's the equipment certification. That is amazing. That is
Yes, it is. I mean, that is a huge saving for a person because...
And that's the automobile to make sure that it's that they can get around in the car.
They want to make sure if it's a car, it could be a little van, you know, just to make sure you as... And, they, and you know, another thing they do have also, Carrie?
What's that?
Down at the main VA hospital, at least the one that I go to in Richmond, they actually have a driving class for disabled veterans.
Wow.
I mean, the actual, they will take you out, you know, because you have some different abilities now, and they will show you how to adopt those abilities. They'll take you out, drive you around. It's like, wow.
I am so happy when I hear things like this. I really am. It's incredible. Good stuff, Michael.
Oh yeah, it's just beautiful that these things are there for veterans, and I'm so happy that I can explain all of these things to a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters so that they can take advantage of these things. And
exactly.
I'm happy we have this format that we can do that.
Well, actually, we need to thank you, Michael Hopkins, because you bring this to not just this incredible topic, but many of these types of things to the fans of the show each week. So we're excited. Okay. I'm going to let you get on with the list. Great job, Michael Hopkins.
Okay, now, number three, and once again, a lot of veterans, this is one that they don't realize that they have. It's called a pension benefit that you can get from the VA. Even if you didn't retire from the military, you don't have a lot of, per se, disabilities, you can apply for a pension.
from the VA, and they will pay you a small pension monthly.
Oh, wow.
Until you have transitioned, you'll get this pension.
Wow. A pension benefit, it is called.
Yep, a pension benefit. A lot of people know about, it's just like we talk often here on the show, on the Vet Talk Radio show, we often talk about the claims and pension examinations that veterans have to go to in order for them to get rated as a disabled veteran. Well, you see, there's that second word, pension.
Hmm.
And a lot of times it's the same. The process is very similar. Going to an examination, they square you away, knowing that you have disabilities, you have some things that you need help with. They grant you a pension.
So now I see why it's at number three. Okay. So this whole list was great. this is a positive list, Michael.
Oh, yes. It is just things that the vets should know. It'll make their life a whole lot easier, a whole lot better. They can smoothly transition into things on a lot of these things here.
Awesome.
I mean, it's just, I love it.
It sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. And here's number two. This is a biggie. This number two is a biggie. It is the loan guarantee. This is a benefit.
Loan guarantee.
We see it all the time on the TV when they talk about mortgages and veterans.
Oh, my.
We see it all the time. That's one of the reasons why a lot of these mortgage companies love veterans. Because what's going to happen, the VA will guarantee that if something is to happen with you in a mortgage, they will help the veteran. As far as with that mortgage, payments, options, they will help the veteran.
Wow. That's a big,
big thing. And you know what? It gets even bigger, Kerry Hines.
Wow.
Not only is the veteran would be covered, if the veteran would pass away, the surviving spouse will be covered.
Wow.
And if that's the veteran...
Incredible.
Say, for example, me being a veteran, I never took advantage of this, the loan guarantee. I pass away. My surviving spouse can still take advantage of the loan guarantee and buy a house.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that one right there, I mean, you know, you just, and a lot of guys don't know that. A lot of veterans, period. They don't know this. You know, Kerry, just me on a personal note, I use this. I've done it twice. This last time I bought a house, I had very minimal out-of-pocket expense because I was a veteran. And there were other grants out there that actually gave me, like, with closing costs, other things that I needed, that normally we're talking thousands of dollars, the average house. It might be $10,000, $12,000, $20,000, depending upon the size of the house, you know, the interest and all that. I just came up with $1,000 out-of-pocket cost, and I moved into a house.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of veterans can do the same thing. A lot of their spouses, if the veteran is deceased, can do the same thing. And it's just it's an amazing benefit.
Well,
and
they all
just,
are. They
yeah,
all are.
Yeah, all of these yeah. are. And with this particular one, Kerry, it is so streamlined now. You can literally go online. You could go to ebenefits.gov, and it's a form that you just print the form out,
and you can present it to your mortgage company, your lender, your real estate agent. Once they see that form and they understand that you're a veteran, oh, they will get to work like yesterday to get you in a house.
Wow.
Sure will.
Mm. Well, I'm just blown away, Michael. I really am.
Yeah, I love this stuff. And yeah. I'm working on a part two.
There are more
hidden benefits.
Wow.
And that's one of the things, you know, the second season, this is another thing that's going to be in the second season. More hidden benefits.
Wow. Well, while you're at number two, I wanted to take a moment to kind of ask you to kind of give us a rundown from number 10 to number two. And just, you know, catch us up a bit for folks who might have missed one or two of incredible hidden benefits.
Okay, I'll bring people up to speed. Number 10 was air travel. Number 9, state benefits. Number 8, beneficiary travel. Number 7, VA burial benefits. Number 6, clothing allowance. Number 5, special home adopted housing grants. Number 4, automobile or other conveyances and adoptive equipment certification. Number 3, your pension benefits. Number 2, loan guarantee, either for the veteran or the surviving spouse.
And Michael, I have to say, I know that you are ready to unveil number 1. But I wanted to bring back one of your wonderful work in one of your incredible producers. We're talking about the incredible Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, who works with Yes, the Vet Talk Radio Show and does double duty on my program at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And she's been listening. And Michael, we'll have Nicole Marie, are you there? We're going to have you to jump on in.
Good morning
officially,
yes,
and welcome
here.
Again.
Carrie
back to
and
the
Michael.
Talk. Yes,
yes,
good morning.
Let me say congratulations on the second season of Vet Talk Radio.
Yes, we're excited about it. We really
are.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yes,
very excited.
And you're going to share in that wonderful, joyous, this very special time. So speaking of time, now Michael is at number 1. Michael, we're going to have you to take it on away. Then I want to circle back to Nicole Marie and get her incredible input that she always shares with us in her own inimitable.
Okay. Great.
Take it away,
great.
Michael Hopkins at number 1.
Number 1, the number 1 hidden benefit is, and drum roll, please. It is Chapter 35, Education Assistance.
What in the world does that mean? It sounds good, but what does that mean?
Right. Oh, it is helping your spouse and helping your children go back to college. Or if they want to go to a trade school or certification program, this is when the VA kicks in, and they literally have a stipend set up, monthly payments. Can you imagine somebody is paying you monthly to go to college?
Amazing. Amazing. So this is really nice. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that, and that's, it's, and as you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's with the cost of college nowadays or any type of certificate programs or any type of education programs, period, thousands of dollars. And you got somebody that wants to help you.
Exactly. And I was just going to turn to Nicole Marie, Michael, because you being in the education realm on top of that, Ms. Nicole Marie, what does all of this say to you? And you've been listening to this incredible Hidden Benefit show today. So what does the countdown mean?
I am definitely blown away by this countdown. This is definitely, these are definitely hidden gems for veterans and for their families. These are life-changing things that can save them so much monetarily for the veterans. It can change and give them a better quality of life. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's so sad that a lot of people do not know. They know now because it's out there being shared by Vet Talk Radio Show. But this is information that definitely needs to get out to the masses so people can take advantage of these benefits.
I agree, 150%. Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. So this is really, and thank you so much for your wonderful input there. And I'm super excited, like you, on season 2 of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So I'm grateful. Michael, I have to say, this is awesome. And what would you like to close out with in terms of today, in terms of these hidden benefits? And I hope you're going to, like you said, you'll come back with some more, which I can't believe that there are more out there, but wow.
I've been working on it. I've been looking for them and finding them. And that's going to be another special program we're going to do just on benefits. And we've been working on some other things too, Carrie Hines. I'm excited because, you know, last year, season 1, we had some really great topics that we did. And we're going to go back and visit a lot of those topics and do some bringing back up to speed, so to speak, and upgrading and new things that go along with these topics, because there's been so much over this last year that has gone on in the veteran community.
I can't wait, and I thank you, Michael Hopkins. So on that note, what is your famous tagline that we share right here on the broadcast?
It's all about the vets. It is all about the vets.
And that it is. On that note, folks, now remember, we are here each week in between time, of course. You can go over to HAIRadio.com and sign up there to become a member, and or just read the forum area for Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk Radio Show. Just simply click on the forum tab at HAIRadio.com and read articles and all of that wonderful good stuff. And while you're there at HAIRadio.com, click on the gift shop tab, pick up a mug or T-shirt. I want to thank Nicole Marie for checking in with us today on the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael Hopkins, great countdown again. Thank you so much. I'm Carrie Hines, and we'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.